combat veteran. He's fully retired, disabled, stays at home. And we moved here to kind of be able to enjoy the peace and quiet that Kansas offers. And we love it so much. And he walked the trail with a couple of our kids and said, you know, Tiff, I think we should do some kind of fundraiser using this trail to bring attention to veterans, maybe. And as the idea developed, we realized that this year will be the 25th anniversary of 9/11. And 9/11 brought so many changes to the United States. But one of the things that I think that really shifted was people's perspective and a long overdue appreciation for our first responders. They often are the behind the scenes servant's heart leaders, but they are quiet and they don't demand a lot of attention. And we just don't really realize how much they do. But I think 9/11 brought us that attention of seeing how much they sacrifice. And they have actually very similar traumas to our veterans. And Battle Within offers these, first of all, they offer to pay for mental health appointments through their network, but they also offer these healing retreats. And my husband and I actually got to go to their campus near Parkville, Missouri, just right north of Kansas City, and meet with Justin there, who's the organizer, the founder of their organization, and how they do these retreats and their passion for these individuals who have experienced all of these things in their lives. And they said it's really interesting to see the military and the first responders. They have women's groups, they have men's groups, but get together and they give them lots of options of different tools they can use. And everybody's going to have a different healing tool. Everybody sure. has a different therapy that works for them.
Sure.
And they just kind of give them a smorgasbord of choices. Yeah. And they can from there hopefully find a path to healing.